Just going on, I can see that the weather out there certainly tells you that summer is coming to an end, and probably for most of us, we would have had our summer holidays already. And we're sort of battening down our hatches for autumn and winter. And how many of you have been away? Can I have a show of hands? How many of you have already been away? Wow. You must have all been hard at work. And you've been at home and you've come to church. Good. Now, let me just ask you, if you were to plan to go away, and you're going on a journey, what do you think you will take with you on your journey? What do you think the first thing you would do? Well, pack a case, okay? Anything else? If you're planning a journey or a holiday, what would be the first thing you would think about? Passports, yep. Plane tickets or rail tickets? Destination, that's right. Okay, the first thing you probably need to do is to think, actually, where am I going? Because that will then give you an idea, wouldn't it, as to, shall I pack for shorts and T-shirts, or, you know, am I off to the South Pole and where it's going to be cold and so on. And so you need to know where destination in the... All right, confession time then, for those of you who've been on holidays. How many of you plan for all eventualities? Yeah, one honest soul who says she plans for all of them. Oh, and two, right, that's good. So some of you do. You feel comfortable just thinking, let me just have everything with me. So you'd be thinking of, you know, your clothes, your what else do you take with you? Apart from clothes. Right, everything that's portable. You'd be thinking of maps, probably, to get you on your journey. Do you need to take any sun cream? So you're going camping somewhere cold and with no sun. Yep. Okay. So some of you, you'd probably take your credit cards with you, your some traveler's checks perhaps. Or is that a bit too old-fashioned now? You'd probably take a guidebook if you are going somewhere that you're not familiar with. And how many of you would take something that you think you need for protection? Insurance, absolutely, yeah. So how many of you think you carry too much? All right, that's confession time. You do, don't you? I mean, I know the number of times when I've, gone to my destination and thinking, oh gosh, do I really have to pack this and take this back because I've got too much? And so, a lot of times we say that Christian life is a journey. And this morning, we want to consider, what do we need for that journey? Are we going to take everything? Nothing? Get something along the way?